USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
On this Mother's Day 2020, there have been over 1.3 million cases of coronavirus reported in the United States as of yesterday, and the number of confirmed cases of virus in the world has topped 4 million. The database at Johns Hopkins University saying the worldwide death toll is now over 277,000. What does former President Barack Obama think of the current administration's response to the pandemic?
It has been an absolute chaotic disaster.
Obama caught on tape during what was supposed to be a private remote meeting on Friday with thousands of people who'd served in his administration.
Being selfish, being tribal, being divided, it's part of the reason why the response to this global crisis has been so anemic and spotty.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Note. Call Finest Note today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929. Or go to finestnote.com.
A singer whose career started at about the same time remembers Little Richard, who passed away yesterday at the age of 87. Pat Boone saying last night that, quote, Richard and I are brothers musically and spiritually. Boone, sometimes criticized for doing so-called vanilla covers of black artists' music, had a big hit with Tutti Frutti, and Little Richard said in an interview that that actually opened the door to a wider acceptance of his music.
It was called race music, and so in order to kind of stop that momentum, Pat Boone was put on me instantly. As I got older and looked back, he really opened a wider door for me. By him recording it, made it bigger and made me accept it to a wider.
A polar vortex has brought 10 inches of snow to parts of northern New England and flurries as far south as Manhattan. From record May lows to severe storms, the weather also causing problems in the Midwest to the Appalachians. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Federal infectious disease expert and member of the President's Coronavirus Task Force, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says he's putting himself into what he calls modified quarantine after potentially being exposed to the virus. He says he had limited exposure to someone who had it and is now quarantining out of an abundance of caution. He did not explain exactly what modified quarantine means, but it is known that he's supposed to testify before a Senate panel on Tuesday. Major League Baseball is reportedly looking at an 80-game schedule for this year, and it would start in July. The Athletic is reporting the league will be talking to the Players Union this week to try to reach an agreement on how to play the season during the ongoing pandemic. And Jeff Melick won $1,000 earlier this year on a scratch-off lottery ticket where he lives in Virginia. The problem is lottery offices have been closed until just recently because of the virus, and he was just recently able to go and claim his winnings. Right after he did, he walked out with his $1,000 minus taxes and stopped at a lottery dealer and invested some of those winnings in a few more scratch-off tickets. One of them won him just shy of $200,000. He says he's going to give some of it to charity to try to pay it forward during the pandemic. You can find us online anytime at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.